In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
San Francisco's going to kick off. Akers walks, now trots, now accelerates and swings his left leg through the ball. The kickoff taken 9 yards deep by Jacoby Jones. He brings it out of the end zone on the hash mark, the 10. He gets a block at the 20, up the middle of the 30. Gets another block at the 35. There he goes, across the midfield. The 40, down the side, the 30, the 20. They chase him to the 10. He returns it all the way for an opening second half touchdown on a kickoff return of 108 yards. The longest kickoff return in Super Bowl history.
Just shocking news yesterday. That, of course, was the Super Bowl, the 2012 season. It was January or February of 2013 at the Superdome. The two Harbaugh brothers, Ravens, 49ers in that Super Bowl. And Jacoby Jones with the longest play in the history of the Super Bowl, 108-yard kickoff return. Classic Jacoby. If I had to pick somebody who would take a kickoff in the Super Bowl 8 yards deep in the end zone.
That's Yes.
Yeah, with a 108-yard kickoff return, it would be somebody like Jacoby Jones, and I mean that in the nicest possible way. Jacoby Jones sadly passing away yesterday at the age of 40. Not a ton of details about how he passed away, other than reports that he passed away in his sleep at his home here in Houston. His family put out a statement saying as much, that he passed away peacefully. But age 40, I know a lot of people may not have been aware. I know you and I mentioned this, though, on the show at one point, Seth, was that he had found his second chapter post-playing in coaching. He coached receivers at can't remember which school. It was an HBCU school, and off the top of my head, I can't recall which one. Alabama State, alma mater of Titus Howard. He was coaching receivers there for 2 years, and in the last year, he had landed a job as the head coach of the expansion Beaumont Renegades of the Indoor Football League. So he was all set to do that beginning in 2025 until tragedy struck over the weekend with Jacoby Jones, who, by all accounts, teammates, interactions that I know you and I have had with Jacoby in the past, just a really, really fun-loving, good dude.
No, and I think the thing about him, too, was that he had an energy about him that was almost like a mischievous kid, but not in a way, not in any kind of a bad way whatsoever, but just with that little, a Jose Siri. Remember how Jose Siri just looked like that kid that just had a glint in his eyes?
Boundless energy, yeah.
Right, yeah. Because it wasn't like he misbehaved or anything. It was just that sometimes it was almost his free willing and love of life attitude about things would sometimes lead to mistakes on the field that in the moment fans would get really angry about. But as a teammate, from everything, because I didn't play with him, we didn't cross paths on the same rosters. He was so far from anybody that ever had any kind of a bad intent or anything else like that, that he was just this pure beam of energy in terms of positivity and energy and willingness to, praise his teammates and everything. People just loved him. They just loved him.
They loved him. I think here in Houston, I think Jacoby Jones will be best known for, aside from the personality part that you just did a really good job of laying out, I think specific things he'll be, that I'll remember him for at least here, supreme, supreme return guy. An elite return guy, an all-pro return guy the year after he left the Texans to go to the Ravens, to wit, you heard that kickoff return in the Super Bowl. But if you go look at the record book for the Texans in the punt return realm and some of the kickoff return records, Jacoby Jones' name is slathered all over that part of the record book. As far as plays in actual games with Jacoby Jones that I'll remember.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Remember, obviously the one bad that we'll remember is probably a big reason why he ended up leaving Houston, which was the muffed punt in the Ravens playoff game. I feel better bringing that up now because he had such a great day in the sun after he left Houston. If that was the last memory we had of him in football, then it would be really sad football-wise. But the fact that he had that run with the Ravens, it ended up with him being a national celebrity. He was on Dancing with the Stars and on The Tonight Show. I'll remember him, one subtle thing I'll remember, Seth, as far as plays go, the game where the Texans clinched their first ever division championship against the Cincinnati Bengals on that last second touchdown pass to Kevin Walter, that pass was that spot on the field, that line of scrimmage, that play was set up by a pass interference in the end zone that Jacoby Jones drew. Johnson was not playing. Andre Johnson was injured for that game. So they were going into that game with a wide receiving core of Kevin Walter on one side and Jacoby Jones on the other side, and Jacoby drew that PI that set up the game-winning touchdown in the game that clinched the Texans' first-ever division championship.
I think the quote from Arianne Foster probably kind of spoke to everything I was trying to touch on,
yeah.
But in terms of him being the way Jacoby Jones treated his teammates. Yeah. Arian Foster says, don't think there's anyone I ever played with that believed in me like he did. I love that dude like we came from the same mother. I made sure I told him every time I saw him, and he did the same. One of the purest people I've ever been around. Then another couple comments. But yeah, that was like almost a universal sentiment from every former teammate that I saw of his.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back-to-school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Also, Roberta Anding, who's the team dietitian for a long time for the Texans, she said that he used to get on her. he used to get on her about the food, and that because she went to LSU, she should have known better. Because he wanted more gumbo. Louisiana cuisine. Yeah,
like, so that's funny.
He was very let down that Roberto had too many basically unhealthy Louisiana.
There's no jambalaya and gumbo in the.
But Roberto would have had jambalaya and gumbo, but I think he probably I don't know, just anything. And everything else that
would have been like cauliflower rice and turkey sausage in it and stuff like that.
It's hard being a dietitian for a football team,
dude.
Not as hard these. Roberta was telling me about it. She said it, athletes have actually gotten a lot better because they're just more educated about it in college now. Back in the day, dietitians used to have to explain to guys why they couldn't have 17 pieces of just fried food every single meal, and they really didn't like it. Whereas now they get it.
This is good stuff here. This is Drew Doherty, who obviously been with the Texans a long, long time, doing media for the Texans, does some great stuff on TV with the Texans and on Texans radio. He was doing an interview with Jacoby. This must have been back, Seth, in 2009, because Arian was a rookie in this particular video that you sent.
Yeah, so this is Drew Hodgdon interviewing...
Drew Doherty.
Yes, him as well. Drew Doherty interviewing Jacoby Jones, and Arian Foster steps in to try to correct Drew Doherty. So those are the three voices you hear.
Okay.
You got somebody maybe off in your periphery, sort of messing with you a little bit?
It's actually peripheral.
No, in your periphery. Your vision is your peripheral vision.
Oh.
That's what you get for interrupting. I go sit down and say, well, rookie. Anyway.
Wow. He just called Arian a rookie.
Dang, that's what makes him mad.
I could ask him how to spell things.
Okay, well, we'll get back to our interview. Yeah. We're gonna get
Arian was the one saying, ask him how to spell things. Jacoby Jones.
All right, I may have just been proven wrong while I tried to well actually you, and but Jacoby can't spell things.
Right.
So those two are the best of friends, by the way. Yeah. So it was just the good natured ribbing between those two guys.
Jacoby was funny, man. He was a funny dude. Yeah, he was the
good job by Drew Doherty there, by the way, not backing down to Arian Foster incorrectly well actually.
Yeah, it is periphery. All the people, man. Arian loved his words. Loves his words. Jacoby was the first interview that John Harris and I ever did when we were radio rookies back in the day. Very, very first one. I lost
was
my...
Was it at training camp?
No, it was not a training. It was over the phone. Our first like phoner, like over the phone interview that we did, you know, like hotline. Hey, he's on the hotline here. Jacoby Jones, like on the air for us. We were out at training camp that day and we knew that was going to be our first day on the radio. So we requested Jacoby and they gave him to us. A bunch of rookies doing radio together. And Jacoby was really, really funny, man. He's a really good dude. So
what did he say he weighed when he was in high school?
150 pounds, soaking wet with bricks in his pockets.
And then he had the one, too, where he was it Jimmy Kimmel he was with? Where Jimmy Kimmel asked a question and Jacoby Jones said, do polar bears poo on ice? That was yes. Viral. That was a huge hit. He went mainstream with that one. I feel like that was the line that might have gotten him the Dancing with the Stars gig.
It probably, yeah, probably was Jimmy Kimmel because Dancing with the Stars was an ABC property as well. So they're probably doing like some cross promotion for it, if I had to guess.
No, that was right after he was on the. Oh, okay, yeah, but I thought that was right after the Super Bowl.
Oh, was
went
it?
On with them, but
yeah, might have been. So yeah, R.I.P. Jacoby Jones. Text message, how about my man Ken Hoffman, RIP? Yeah, man, a tough day yesterday. Ken Hoffman passed away.
Yeah, we talked about Ken. We've talked about him a lot during the show.
Yeah.
So if you're just tuning in. Listen, everybody, there was a lot of stuff that happened this weekend, okay?
Dude.
It's just, the news was coming fast and furious.
It was crazy, man.
Obviously, you have the assassination attempt, but like in terms of the stuff that we usually talk about on this show, athletes and celebrities. There were Richard Simmons died, Jacoby Jones died, Dr. Ruth died, Shannon Doherty died. Yep. Shannon Doherty died, Jacoby Jones, who we just talked about, Ken Hoffman who wrote for the Chronicle for decades and was a very, very good friend of Sean Pendergast.
Yep.
It was a weird, weird weekend.
It was a tough weekend, man. No doubt about that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Everybody knows it. Toyota trucks are the stuff of legends. Rugged, durable, everlasting. Toyota makes trucks that just don't quit. And now Toyota is driving that legacy toward the future with two of their most powerful trucks ever, the new Tundra and the all-new Tacoma. In a half-ton Tundra, you can rule the roads. From the comfort of a spacious cabin with connected tech and plenty of hauling power, the Tundra is ready to work hard and play even harder. Or check out the all-new 24 Tacoma, redesigned and electrified to maximize your adventure. With a bevy of available off-road driving and power transfer modes, you will effortlessly crush the conditions. And with the Tacoma's reimagined interior, you'll do it in style. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.